Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Ellen. Thank you for a great time already this morning and the word that we heard about bad theology. Pray your blessing on all the classics that we're thinking about and preparing for Gary's class. Thank you for Ellen and the blessing she's going to be this morning. I pray your word to be a living thing over her lips to our hearts. Amen.
It's a bit hard to prepare for a class like this because it's just like a little pop-up time, isn't it? And I looked yesterday through the whole book that with how you can become a student here, and I'm very thankful that you're here. I know for some that's a big burden as well, and your family's at home and things that you have to give up in order to do these classes. So you have to be given to the best teacher, who worked hard on his PhD and loves to teach. So I'm just a little bit a cup of coffee for you.
Some coffee.
Yes. This morning I was touched again by the question, do you want to be healed? And the speaker, the dean of the chapel, I said, well, I'm a nurse, and there were people who did not want to be healed, really, because you can be becoming very comfortable in your setting. So that was the bad order of good theology, and I learned again so much this morning. Well, early I was thinking about just a 2 minutes talk, and I was thinking about Father Ten Boom. If you haven't read his book, The Hiding Place, or her book, you should really pick it up, because it is almost like a guide through your life, because you meet so many people who are in the same situations. So this morning I was thinking about what Father Ten Boom and Corrie did while they were watchmakers together. Now you're all working with instruments like human beings and instruments as music, and so often something goes wrong. And how do we get it straight? By just telling people to sing a note higher or lower and they can't reach it, or play the right tune or whatever. And each of us belong to quite an intense group of people. You are artists, you are most of them, so you have a lot of feeling going on. Father Ten Boom one day got a watch and he did not know what the problem was. And that night he said to Corrie, we need to ask to let God show us what is wrong with that watch. Our Christianity doesn't only work in the church, it works in a watchmaker shop, it works in a garden, it works in a hospital, and everywhere where you are, as a teacher, a professor, as a dean, as any place where you are, God loves to be a part of our lives. And when we have problems, he is not embarrassed with the littlest things that we cannot sort out. So here's Corrie and Father Ten Boom. Through the night they prayed. And the next morning, Corrie woke up because she had dreamt that she walked in that little tiny instrument, that little watch. And while she was walking, she saw there was one little piece off a radar, of a little piece of instrument in that clock that would not keep on ticking. And it was an interesting dream, because she went down to the shop. The shop was in her house, so she could go in her pajamas. And she opened that watch, and she looked in it, and there it was, exactly what she had dreamt. And so I thought this morning, for all of you, you work with not watches, maybe some of you do, but you work with people. And sometimes the deepest need is hidden. People will not tell you why they cannot do what you ask them to do. One thing can be that they have a hard time to sing because their heart has become hard. You also have the talent of helping children to make them sing. Our son, when he came back from England, very insecure to this big American country, the choir director, Mr. Ledoux, I never forget him, and Peter walked in, red hair, freckle face, and that choir director came to Peter. He's just a child. Why would you take time for a child? But he walked and he said, Peter, you have red hair. Peter thought, don't tell me about that. What's wrong with that? And you have freckles on your face. But Peter started to wonder what this man was doing to him. And with his very intense look, he looked at his director and he said, "But Peter, do you know that red-headed people and freckle-faced have beautiful voices inside of them?" That was his welcome to the church. And you know what? He made it all the way up to the boys' choir in Tulsa. That child had never forgotten what was inside of him. And when time comes again, that he needs to know what is inside, he will be connected. And it's maybe a person like you that bring a child back from their very hard days into music. And there's no greater healer than music. Forgiveness, I'd like to finish that with Corey. I just got this book. Thank you so much, Larry. Because forgiveness in the church is one of the most important weapons. You cannot direct a choir, you cannot do anything when you know that the people behind you have something against you or you have something against them. And it is a wonderful work of the Holy Spirit to open your heart to forgiveness. I've had many times situations where that story of Corrie ten Boom about forgiveness has helped me to reconcile in the church. So how did it happen for Corrie? Corrie had not a hard time at forgiving before she went into the concentration camp. But when she saw that her sister was beaten up while she was working and trying hard to get buckets of metal, shrapnel, up to a slippery mountain in Germany during February, so it's like Minnesota, with almost no clothing on in the icy cold. While she was trying hard, suddenly one person in her little platoon said, "Corrie, your sister was working on the other side of that mountain." And when she looked over the mass of people, there was a guard beating her sister. And Corrie had two choices, to stay where she was, or to go over to Betsy and knowing that it could cost her life. But she did the latter. She walked over to Corrie, to Betsy. And when she saw that guard, something happened in her heart, like all in all of our hearts. She was ready to take a piece of shrapnel and beat everything out of that woman. And when she was ready to pick up something, some of the prisoners held her back. And then Corrie knelt down by her sister. And she turned her face and saw what had happened. And when she saw that face, more hate came. And then these words came out of Betsy's mouth. "Corrie, don't hate. Corrie, don't hate." Because all of us in this room know what hate can do. That makes the Monday morning the worst day after Sunday. That can make your choir, whatever, the hardest time. But if our hearts are pure, and so Corrie, after Betsy has said that, for the first time, she had to deal with hate. That night, normally she would go back into the barracks, sit down with people in the corner, anyone who wanted to listen to her. She had her little smuggled-in Bible, and that day she couldn't do it. Oh, we can do a lot of things with hate in our hearts. We can just mask it all up. But Corrie couldn't, and she walked outside, and she left her sister in the barrack, and she stood outside, and she looked up, and she said, "God, do you know we are here? Have you forgotten us? It seems like the moon and the stars, the whole firmament is under your control, but we here are dying. Are you aware of that? And now, on top of it all, I hate. How do I deal with that?" And then Romans 5, verse 5 came to her mind. The love of God is brought into your heart by the Holy Spirit. And with that love, you can forgive. And there, that late night, while every person was in the barrack, Corrie was standing there by herself, battling over her fear. And she did exactly what she needed to do. She needed to forgive. And she forgave that guard. Did it all happen at that second? No, much more. And while she walked back into the barrack, there was her sister in that corner, reading from the Bible. Oh, the height and the depth and the width of God's love. That's the change what can happen in our hearts. And so that is what I want to tell you this morning. That all the things that you get in, that you have a place in your heart to let hardness, unforgiveness go, so that you will have an even greater day. And Lord Jesus, like Corey would say this morning, you cannot, but Jesus can. And Holy Spirit, work in all of our lives. And that when we leave this place, that there is room in our heart. More room. Much more. Where you can work. Because of the love that is stored in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And with that love, I can forgive the person that I hated before. And start anew. Bless us, bless Bob, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.